SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tension in the Middle East is ramping up in the wake of last week's unprecedented Iranian drone and missile attacks on Israel and Israel's apparent response.
Syria's state-run SANA news agency has quoted a military statement as saying Israel carried out a missile strike targeting an air defense unit in its south, causing material damage. Meanwhile, Iran has fired air defenses at a major airbase and a nuclear site near its central city of Isfahan after spotting drones. Some flights have been diverted or grounded after reports of explosions nearby. The commotion early Friday raises fears of a possible Israeli retaliatory strike following Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, jury selection is nearing its completion at the New York criminal trial of former President Trump. 12 jurors have been seated with 5 alternates left to be chosen. Mr. Trump continues to complain about the trial, insisting it's a politically motivated sham that's being presided over by a Trump-hating judge.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess, and you have the leading candidate and leading crooked Joe Biden by law. He's the one that should be in trial. He's a crook. You got a crooked president.
The trial focuses on a routine non-disclosure agreement that paid a woman $130,000 during the 2016 campaign. Mr. Trump insists he did nothing wrong and the money did not come from campaign funds. A foreign aid bill on Ukraine is headed for the House for a vote expected this weekend. Some Republicans are upset the measure fails to include provisions for U.S. border security. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are flat. NASDAQ futures down 13 points. This is SRN News. What's the leading cause of death in the U.S.?
It might be abortion. Officially, heart disease kills more Americans than anything else, about 696,000 at last check. But there were over 625,000 abortions in this country at the same time, and 4 states don't report their numbers. In fact, the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute puts the total at more like 900,000. Even at 625,000, abortion would surpass cancer as the second leading cause of death in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the Arizona Senate have cleared a path to bring a proposed repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortions to a vote. But in the House, Republicans blocked efforts to undo the long-dormant statute. The state's near-total ban, which predates Arizona statehood, permits abortions only for saving the woman's life, and it provides no exceptions for rape or incest. This is SRN News. Some Californians want their cities back.
A coalition backed by some of the nation's largest retailers has announced it has collected 900,000 signatures to put a tough-on-crime statewide ballot initiative before California voters in November. The measure would roll back parts of Proposition 47, a ballot measure that reduced certain theft and drug possession offenses from felonies to misdemeanors to address overcrowding in jails. The coalition announced Thursday it had collected enough signatures for the initiative, which aims to harshen penalties for fentanyl dealers and repeat shoplifters. Top Democratic leaders in the state already said reform of Proposition 47 is not necessary. Keith Peters reporting.
The 12 students and one teacher killed in the Columbine High School massacre will be remembered at a vigil today on the eve of the 25th anniversary of the mass shooting, the gathering, the main public event marking the anniversary. More details at SRNnews.com.